Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger, as his Eagles playing in the state quarterfinals last night at home against North Lynn, and you come away with a 52-21 victory last night over the Lynx. Coach, big third quarter propelled you guys after taking a halftime lead. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Came out to a fast start there. Came out, we stopped them right away, and then went down the field and scored and got the 2-point conversion, went up 8-0. And then, you know, we got a few turnovers. We were fortunate to, I think we won the turnover battle last night. I think we won 4-4. Cause I don't think we turned the ball over, and they did, and four times. You know, it was just, we moved the ball pretty well all night. First half, we had a few that kind of stalled there and drove nice down inside the 20, just couldn't quite finish. But in the second half, we kind of put things together. They stopped us right away out of the half. We punted to them. I think we got a big, I think Brighton Fuji got a big sack fumble recovered by David Smith on their 10-yard line, and Kellen Smith scored on the very next play. So after that, we're kind of off to the races a little bit. But some of our guys did an excellent job. Defense played tough, getting four takeaways. I think Rylan Barnes had two interceptions, and Pablo Caez had an interception, a fumble recovery. David Smith had a fumble recovery, and our guys are flying around pretty good. You know, they're a good football team. That quarterback is tough. He's a very talented kid, and you know, we were able to hold him in check most of the night. And then offensively, we really spread the ball around. I think we had six kids score. I think Brady Bixel had two touchdowns. Mitchell Smith scored. Jackson Peterson ran back a kickoff, which was huge for us. I mean, they scored in the first half, and then the ensuing kickoff he took back to the house. So that was a huge momentum swing for us. Trying to think who I forgot here. Cale Jewell scored once, I know. Kellen Smith, I think, had two scores. But like I said, I think we had six different people reach the end zone, and offensive and defensive line did a phenomenal job. Our D-line and David Smith, Brighton Coogee, Caden Douglas, Ian Connor, and some guys come in, Nolan Vasky and Jake Wood, those guys that came in and were after their quarterback all night. So, I mean, that was huge to put pressure on him. And then just our line on both sides of the ball kind of controlled the game. But very well-played game by our guys, and I know they're excited. They're excited to where we're heading next. So it was just a fun night.
Coach, let's go back to that kickoff return. You mentioned it may have been one of the biggest things to happen in the contest. Of course, a lot of really big things happen in the contest, but one of the biggest with that kickoff return, as you guys kind of controlled the start of the game. It felt like West Hancock was kind of in control. You got up 14-0. Okay, this could get ugly. And then North Lynn bounced right back, goes down and scores, makes it a 14-7 game. And that's them saying, hey, hello, we're in the quarterfinals too, and we're here to play. But then just immediately just pop their balloon as Jackson Peterson takes the kickoff back to make it 20-7.
Yeah, it was huge. It was took away their momentum and kind of took the wind out of their sail there. They did a nice job. You know, they converted a fourth down. Our guys did a nice job. You know, we caused a fumble on that fourth down, but that quarterback's an athlete. He scooped it up and got the first down, and then we kind of had a hiccup on defense and they ended up scoring on it. But right away, our guys kept their head up and came right back. And, you know, we've been challenging our guys all year about special teams and getting a special teams touchdown. And, you know, Jackson Peterson's taking a little guff. He got run down in that Hartley game. I think he got down to the 3-yard line. And, you know, he's got pretty good speed. Mm-hmm. And a kid caught him from behind. So I think he's got a hard time for some people about that. And I tell you what, he took the one to the house. He left no doubt on the one last night. And it was huge for the momentum swing to put it back in our favor and just to set ourselves up. Because, you know, it's tough when a team earns their way down and then they got to earn a touchdown to get back in the game, and then you take it right back with a special teams touchdown. That was huge for where we were sitting in the game. So that was big time.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the weather last night, as it was no rain, and just like some places in the state saw some rain. Of course, Britt got some rain earlier in the day, but during the game you guys were pretty clear. It's about 37 degrees, 9-mile-per-hour winds last night, so it seemed okay. But what's interesting about it is leading up all week long, you guys were practicing and you know, 50 to 60 degree weather, felt really good. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's rainy in 37. So talk about that a little bit, Coach, in your preparation going in and when it's a lot different on game day.
You know, we knew it. Looking at the forecast all week, you're right. You know, we just told our guys that we can control and move on and do it, whatever you got to do to make it work. And, you know, it was beautiful all week, and we thought it'd be more wet than it was. Fortunately, it did not rain a lot. It was just chilly, which, you know, our guys are fine with that. So just preparing them to take anything on that comes their way, and I think they're ready to roll. The rain and the cold didn't affect us. Again, didn't rain as much as we thought, but that's the biggest thing, is just having guys that if you can't try to control the things that you have no control over, and our guys, you know, I think they know that, and whatever was going to come our way, we were taking on and deal with it as it came, and that's what they did. And I tell you what, they did a nice job and heading to where they want to be. So,
and Coach, briefly, also, you know, also kind of maybe a little bit difficult, because we knew late last week that we very likely could see Mr. Hogenberry, the quarterback, back. He was missed the first two rounds of the playoffs, and then maybe, you know, midweek or so, got it confirmed that he was going to be back. So how is that trying to prepare for a team, especially a team like that, where their offense goes through their quarterback? And I know their offense did just fine without him, but against you guys, I'm sure they really wanted to have their quarterback back. So how is that preparing for a team that the quarterback is very explosive, but he hadn't played for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we had a sneaking suspicion that he was going to be back. And, you know, you're exactly right. Kid like that in your offense is a big difference maker. And, you know, we just prepared that he was going to be there, and had he not been there, we'd adjusted accordingly. But, you know, he kind of makes their stuff work. He's kind of the glue to hold them together with some of that stuff. And like you said, they got athletes everywhere as well. You know, they played pretty well without him last week. But we just prepared like he was going to be there. And, you know, he is the real deal. He's a tough kid, very athletic, very skilled. You know, for a 6'5" guy, he's quicker than he looks. And we found that out the hard way last night in a few plays. But, just prepared for him to be there, and just tried to put our guys in each scenario we could, get them best prepared that we could, and, you know, and end up working out.
And with that, Coach, you guys are back to the state semifinals, going back to the Uni Dome. You mentioned a couple of times the kids are excited to get where they're going, and they have earned the right to go back to the Uni Dome. And what is their gift? Well, they get three other 11-0 football teams, as you guys are joined by Grundy Center, the 2 seed, Woodbury Central, the 3 seed, in Linville Silly, who is the 4 seed, and that's who you guys will get. Linville Silly, the Hawks, 11-0 on the season. They found a 20-0 win over AHSTW last night. And Coach, what can you say about the seeding you guys got and the teams that you're going to play against in the Final Four?
You know, you can't write it any better. I don't think 4-11-0 teams deserve to be there. You know, anybody you play at this point is going to be doggone good, and that's just the way it is. And our guys are excited, you know, doesn't matter who they're playing, where they're playing, when they're playing, and, you know, you're going to have to earn it. And our guys know that, and we're just excited to be back, to have the opportunity to play. And, this deep November football in Iowa High School is awfully fun. And to have the opportunity to still be playing and to get a play down in Cedar Falls is awesome. You know, we've been fortunate to do it quite a bit lately, but you got to take advantage of every opportunity you get, because you never know when the next one will come. And our guys know that, and these seniors have done an excellent job earning their way. And, you know, it's different each year. People talk about how, well, you've been there before, yada, 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 yada. But I tell you what, when it's a new senior class, each senior class knows that it's pretty special when it's your senior year. You earn your way down there, and it's your group that has led the team down there. I mean, it says something about the group of kids you have, and they know that, and they've earned their way, and it's going to be a special time for them. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to take advantage of it, and our guys will be ready to roll.
And, Coach, you're going to be going up against a team in Linville, Sully, the Hawks. I'm sure you've maybe glanced at them a little bit. And a team that, you know, when it comes to just looking at the stats-wise, not too different from you guys. You guys have attempted 88 passes this year. They've attempted 78, so about around the same realm. You guys have run a few more offensive plays, though, as your running backs and fullbacks are about 514 or so carries this year. They've only had about 300. So, Coach, a team that's going to be balanced the same way you are, maybe not totally balanced, but going to be similar to you guys when it comes to that realm. What do you think of the Hawks?
Yeah, and just the little I've looked at them so far, very, very talented team, very athletic, good speed. A couple running backs that I know they had a very strong track team last year. I think they won a couple relays down there with a couple of the running backs around those relays. So obviously have some speed, but you know, they've been in the mix here the last couple of years too. I think they were one game away from the Unidome last year. So yeah, they know what they're doing. Very well coached, athletic, and they'll be a darn good team. And you know, it's a new challenge ahead of us, and I tell you what, our kids will hit her head on, and we'll get prepared this week, and then we'll see what happens on Thursday.
All righty, Coach. Well, it's the Hawks and the Eagles. Going to be an exciting one down there in the Unidome Thursday. 10 a.m. is your guys' contest on next Thursday. So that'll be a little bit different playing on a Thursday morning, getting prepared for that. Coach, we'll end on that. Because I know you guys have played at different times before, but as you mentioned, different senior class, some kids playing in these situations for the first time. So how do you get kids ready to play a game at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday?
It's different, that's for sure. But, you know, we'll have an early bus ride down there, get down there, get prepared. But, you know, it is what it is, still football. Yeah. Still doing the same thing. It's just a little different time and a different day of the week. So just stay with your routine, stay with what we do, and Oak Park guys are ready to roll in the morning.
There you go. We will, of course, have coverage for you on the radio as well if you'd like to listen to that. It's Jay and Kevin. We'll be down there about 9:45 is when they'll jump onto the radio on Thursday morning. We'll have it for you right here on KIOW and also on KHAM. 10 o'clock is the kickoff on Thursday. Coach, wish you the best of luck against the Hawks, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
You bet. Thanks, Darren.
That was West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger.